You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New numbers show how Wisconsinites feel about some of the key issues in state budget negotiations. A new Marquette poll was released Wednesday. Republicans have stood firm that their top priority is a tax cut. The poll shows a majority of Wisconsinites support using at least some of the state's more than $4 billion surplus to lower taxes. Poll director Charles Franklin.
It's clear that there's a lot of support for a substantial tax cut.
Meanwhile, for Governor Tony Evers and Democrats, one of their top priorities is funding for K-12 schools. However, tax cuts have grown to be more of a priority among Wisconsinites.
Are you more concerned with reducing property taxes or more concerned with increasing funding for public schools? 57% say they're more concerned with property taxes, 43% more concerned with funding schools. This has undergone a huge change over time.
The problem here is that when state lawmakers give less taxpayer money to schools, districts are proposing referendums just to stay afloat. So then people are paying higher taxes anyway. And that's exactly what's happened here in Madison. The school board recently adopted a $664 million budget for next school year. Voters approved $607 million in referendums in the fall, which is helping keep the district afloat. Originally, those referendums were expected to raise property taxes by $830 for the average homeowner. Now, officials expect it to raise taxes by $730. But when they passed this budget, school board members reiterated what we hear from administrators all over the state. State funding has not kept up with inflation, costs keep rising, and districts need to fill that gap somehow, often with referendums and higher taxes. Lawmakers are moving forward with new legislation on sextortion. That's when someone, often minors and especially young boys, is coerced into sending someone explicit material and then they're blackmailed for it. It's a scam that's led to suicide here in Wisconsin and across the country. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin State Assembly passes legislation known as Braden's Law to strengthen penalties for people found guilty of sextortion. Mosinee Republican Representative Brent Jacobson co-authors the bill and says the legislature had the opportunity to respond to the despicable people doing this to Wisconsin children and send a clear message that they need to stay away from the children in Wisconsin. The bill, which now goes to the state Senate, is named after Braden Bone. The Wausau area 15-year-old died by suicide in March after falling victim to a sextortion scheme.
Under the bill, perpetrators could be charged with felony murder if a victim dies by suicide. However, that's complicated by the fact that many of these scammers aren't in the U.S. In fact, in Braden's case, they were located in the Philippines. And we've reported on Devin Remiker, who will take charge of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin next week, but there may be changes coming to the state's Republican Party leadership, too. Stuart J. Waddles has that story.
According to JS Online, Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says he received a call from an executive committee member suggesting a majority of the board wants his resignation. Schimming tells the paper that he has since received calls of support across the state and has no immediate plans to step aside. The alleged move to push him out follows months of infighting over the party's direction and leadership.
That's reporting from Stuart J. Waddles, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks are on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The NBA draft continues tonight. The Bucks with a pick in the second round, 47th overall. Former Badgers star John Tanjay and Marquette's Cam Jones expected to be selected. Last night, Con Knipple from Milwaukee, the fourth overall pick by the Charlotte Hornets, becoming the highest drafted player ever in state history. His high school coach, Ryan Walls, at a watch party at Wisconsin Lutheran High, who won the state with Knipple in his senior year.
Never had a kid ever be drafted before, so able to share this moment with a lot of people who love Con.
Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Rockies tomorrow night. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, now 3-0, after leading the Brewers to a 4-2 win over the Pirates yesterday to win that series.
Electric, you know that. that's Miz. You know, if you're walking a couple of guys and a little erratic, able to calm down himself and get right back on the bump and stay on the attack, that was huge for us.
That's Brewers catcher Eric Haas with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Alana Thompson, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo, is back in the public eye, or trying to be. Americans last remember her from 2012's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The show followed the hyper six-year-old while she graced the airwaves of TLC and was a spinoff from an equally horrible show called Toddlers and Tiaras. Both shows were the brainchild of Mama June, Alana's mother. Now the poor kid is trying to reinvent herself and remain relevant as former reality stars so often do, and she's using a new biopic to do it. If you're interested and can't get enough southern drawl and manufactured charm, check out I Was Honey Boo Boo on Lifetime. Dreamy heartthrob Bobby Sherman has passed away. Sherman was a teen idol in the 1960s. Sherman sang hits like Little Women, Hey Mr. Sun, and Easy Come, Easy Go. Bobby Sherman was 81 years old and 5 feet 9 inches tall. Is it just me, or does it seem like people should know the height of celebrities who pass away? Let's start something new here. Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility is getting a makeover. Daisy Edgar-Jones has just signed on to be the film's lead, Eleanor Dashwood. The role of sister Marion Dashwood has not been announced yet. The story follows the sisters after they are forced to leave their family home in Sussex due to financial issues. Daisy Edgar-Jones herself announced the news on social media. Her previous credits include Where the Crawdads Sing and last summer's Twisters, where she played the female lead opposite Glenn Powell. Most of us have a love-hate relationship with Facebook and only know the story of its beginnings from the film The Social Network. There will be a sequel on the way from Aaron Sorkin. Variety reports that Sorkin has written a screenplay as a follow-up to the 2010 film based on a series of Wall Street Journal articles called The Facebook Files. No casting has taken place yet, but Sorkin is an Oscar-winning writer, so buckle up, folks. It's always fun to watch the box office prognosticators estimate what film will earn how much in theaters. The new Brad Pitt film, F1 The Movie, a film set in the world of Formula One, is being called Top Gun on Wheels by people such as me, Peach Wabba. It opens this weekend, and box office so-called experts are estimating the film will bring in $40 to $50 million. F1 The Movie is Apple Original Films' 6th theatrical wide release. Speaking of Pitt, the actor recently told a story about how he was almost fired when he was an extra. Pitt appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast and talked about his life as an extra after moving to Hollywood. Pitt told Shepard while working on the Charlie Sheen movie at No Man's Land, he ad-libbed a line while playing a waiter. The assistant director told him, "If you do that again, you're fired." Can you imagine? His mutual man crush with George Clooney was almost unrequited. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight into tomorrow. We could get another quarter to a half inch of rain by the time everything winds down. If it's not raining, it'll be partly cloudy today, 87. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, gradual clearing, 81. We're back to 87 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.